Part C.
Next time you watch a presentation or a political speech, take a moment to look closely at the speaker's hand movements. Is the motion slow or energetic? Is it subtle or expressive? And how are the hands mostly moving, vertically or horizontally? It is well known that nonverbal cues can have more of an influence on the way that a message is received than the actual words spoken. For instance, a deeper voice increases perceptions of authority, and this may even influence a CEO's earnings and how long he or she stays with a company. Now, a series of recent studies from Marcus Koppensteiner at the University of Vienna has examined the way that people talk with their hands with remarkable results. Your hand gestures not just emphasize important elements of your personality, like sociability, but also they can even change people's perceptions of your physical height. In other words, they can make you appear a few inches taller or shorter. Koppensteiner's findings remind us of the famous research on power poses. Power posing is the act of taking a powerful posture like Superman standing with your hands on your hips and your feet planted wide apart. Amy Cuddy, the social psychologist who conducted many of these studies, says power posing can induce positive hormonal changes, helping people feel more confident before public speaking. And she tells us to fake it till you make it, which means you should pretend to be a stronger, more powerful person until you become one. Although Cuddy's research has come under criticism, with some serious doubts over the reliability of the finding, recent research shows that power poses do have a great effect on people's self-perceptions. The power poses are chiefly designed to be performed in private to increase confidence before a meeting, and they are largely positions without movements. Koppensteiner's research, in contrast, examines how the motion of the speaker's hands as they talk influences the listener's perceptions. In a typical study, he would take real videos of politicians' speeches and then transform them into animated stick figures so that other factors, like their facial expressions, would no longer be visible. Participants of the research were then asked to rate the specific personality traits of the silent animated figures. And the results were, although some traits, such as sincerity, were hard to recognize from the hand gestures, others were clearly visible. Confidence and aggressiveness, for instance, appeared to be linked more to hand movements overall. Impressions of authority come from the vertical movements, in which your hand is sweeping up and down. People who regularly make these kinds of large gestures tend to be rated as being less agreeable, but more dominant. It is a very consistent result across many papers, Koppensteiner says. It is well known that Adolf Hitler rehearsed his speeches in front of a mirror. After all, an unknown artist could have become the great dictator, relying on a kind of fake it till you make it strategy.